Blog Talk Radio.
Out there in listening land, we want to say a good afternoon to all our fans, friends, and family around the world. I want to thank you for all your support you've been given on Radio Talk 101.3, and you are still giving, and we want to say we highly appreciate it, and we love you out there. This is a special edition of the Saturday afternoon show of Radio Talk 101.3, and this is your host, Bismarck, right here on your radio. I dial Tony because we got a great show for you. Today, our future artist on the show is Bob Henry, LIB recording artist based in Canada. Keep that dial Tony because we got some great songs from Bob Henry. And this is your host, Bismarck, right here on your radio. Radio Talk 101.3. Number is 1-323-580-5677. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or family. Radio Talk 101.3, and this is your host, Bismarck. You're listening to the program, Let's Talk. Keep that dial tuning. Bismarck is right here on your radio. You know, we talk about issues here on Let's Talk, and we're going to be talking about some issues today. We're going to be talking about Liberia, Africa, and the world. So keep that dial tuned in, because Bismarck is right here on your radio. Radio Talk 101.3. Our feature artist for today is Bob Henry, LIB recording artist based in Canada. We've got some new songs for his upcoming new album, so keep that dial tuning, because we got some great songs for you from Bob Henry, LIB recording artist. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Congratulations to the President of Liberia, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who has been elected to do her second term. We wish you all the best and want to happy new year, Madam President. Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. It's Saturday. It's the afternoon show, a special edition of the afternoon show this Saturday. Keep that dial tuning because Bismarck is right here on your radio. Let's get into some news. With nearly 90% of her cabinet configured, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf appears to have shut the door on offering key cabinet positions to members of the opposition. Critics and political observers are already deciphering between the lines of the president's inauguration pledge and her quest towards reconciliation in the aftermath of a bitter presidential election and an opposition looking for a place in Sirleaf's second-term government. We want to sympathize with Senator Prince Johnson of Liberia, Monrovia. Prince Johnson Jr., the erratic son of former warlord turned senator, was found hanged to death in his ELWA community home Thursday evening. Eyewitnesses and officers of the Liberia National Police, who arrived on the scene after the body was found about 6:45 p.m., confirmed that the suicide note was found on the scene, suggesting that the killing was self-inflicted. The opposition Liberty Party of Councillor Charles W. Brumskin has given a critical look at President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's State of the Nation address delivered before the Joint Assembly of the 53rd National Legislature recently. Newly nominated ministers in President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's second-term government could be in for a long battle before the 53rd National Legislature. Sirleaf has nearly completed configuring her second-term government, but according to the Liberian Constitution, those nominees are subject to confirmation by the upper house of the first branch of government, the Senate. Environmental analysts say flood caused by rains and related sea erosion have left tens of thousands of residential homes washed away in Liberia since 1980. In July 2009, former Liberian President Charles Taylor broke decades of silence about his infamous prison break from the Plymouth County Correctional Facility in 1985, suggesting during his testimony before the War Crimes Court at The Hague that his escape was aided by the U.S. government. Last week, a report by the Boston Globe offered that the newspaper said was a detailed account suggesting that Taylor worked as a spy for the United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. Outgoing United Nations mission in Liberia, UNMIL, Special Representative of the Secretary General, SRSG, Ellen Margaret, has expressed concern about news that UNMIL staff members getting sexually involved with Liberian girls and women. Equatorial Guinea can rely on huge support for their Africa Cup of Nations campaign at home, of course, but there is also strong backing for them in Monrovia, the Liberian capital. This is due to the fact that Lauren Doe, a powerful defender for the Zelen Nasinio, was born in Liberia and has family and friends there urging him to succeed. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. And you're listening to the program, Let's Talk. Chief Justice Lewis, Associate Janet, reportedly turns down overtures from President Salif Peir, according to our sources, citing Article 71 of the Liberian Constitution as their reliance, which provides that the Chief Justice and Associate Justice of the Supreme Court and the judges of subordinate courts of records shall hold office during good behavior. They may be removed upon impeachment or conviction by a legislature based on proven misconduct, gross breach of duty, inability to perform the function of the office, or conviction in a court of law for treason, bribery, or other infamous crimes. In Clarytown and other slum communities, including West Point and Logantown, it is common to see human waste and heaps of garbage along the streets and pathways owing to poor disposal of waste materials. As a result, people's health has been a great risk. Monrovia, the Press Union of Liberia, PUL, is saddened by the situation at the Renaissance Communication Incorporated, RCI, owner of True FM and Real TV, where 14 Liberian journalists and media workers are being terminated. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And you're listening to the program Let's Talk. As I told you earlier, our feature artist for the day is Bob Henry, LIB recording artist based in Canada. And we're going to be playing some new songs from the upcoming new album. Let's get into one of the songs right now. The song is called This Ain't No Revolution from Bob Henry, LIB recording artist based in Canada. Congress for Democratic Change. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf used her first State of the Nation address on Monday to acknowledge that there lies a serious problem among the disenchanted youth in Liberia's post-war environment. Monrovia,
as Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf reconfigures her administration for the second term. Multiple executive mansion sources say the president is becoming increasingly turned off by the level of beggars at her doorsteps. Atlantic Wireless, Libercell, one of four GSM companies operating in Liberia, has conceded to pay U.S. $2.2 million to the revenue of the government of Liberia, GOL, as its tax liability. The firing of four employees from the Renaissance Communication Incorporated, RCI, owners of True FM and Real TV, on grounds that the institution does not have enough funds to keep the high number of the employees, seems to have deeper implications. The debate about generational change, which was brought to the fore by Congress for Democratic Change, CDC's George Solow, when he predicted a new beginning for Liberia just a day after a new administration headed by President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf to stir the affairs of state for another 6 years, has generated stem in many quarters in Monrovia. For several weeks now, Liberians have been polarized by pro- and anti-gay sentiments as two young Liberians sought to break the silence on the discrimination against same-sex couples in the society by others. This thing will not hold. Gay activists vow to continue campaign despite government stance. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf delivers State of the Nation address to the National Legislature today. What are your expectations? You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program Let's Talk. Today, our feature artist is Bob Henry, LIB recording artist and musical ambassador based in Canada. We just played you one of his new songs for his upcoming new album, the song This Ain't No Revolution, a prolific artist from Liberia. We're going to play you another one called Propaganda from Bob Henry, LIB recording artist and musical ambassador based in Canada. that was Bob Henry, a live recording artist and music ambassador based in Canada. You're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Don't forget to join the Librarian Entertainment Award tonight at 6 p.m. at the Fierce Center, Georgia Tech. And the after party is going to be at the Starlight Ultra Lounge. Don't forget, to all librarians in the Atlanta area, the Librarian Entertainment Award is going on tonight at the Fierce Center, Georgia Tech, at 6 p.m. And the after party is at the Starlight Ultra Lounge. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And you're listening to the program, Let's Talk. And you've been listening to music from Bob Henry, a library recording artist and a musical ambassador based in Canada, a prolific artist. And we hope you've had a good time with us this Saturday afternoon. Our special edition of the afternoon show. We love you out there, and we wish you the best on this Saturday, and we look forward to being back here with you. Like you know, we've been off for a while, and we're back, and we're doing some upgrading to our facility, and we hope to bring you more programming. Today's show this afternoon was just a special edition for today, and we hope you have fun just as we did. Let's get you a little more information before we get out of here. Trying to have a balance. Ellen explains first cabinet appointments. Ladies and gentlemen of the press, the purpose of this gathering is to inform the public on the first group of persons nominated to the cabinet in the new administration. In doing so, I want to express my thanks and appreciation to all those who served in the cabinet during the previous administration. The majority have done so with competence, commitment, and integrity. Those who are being nominated today fall in that category. They have served well, and they are expected to bring even more credibility to and support for Liberia in their retained or new portfolios. Monrovia Cyrus Willabadio sailed into the sunset Thursday, with his future in the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf government still uncertain. But judging from the praise heaped upon him by his boss, many believe the longtime Sirleaf press aide will still be a part of Sirleaf's communication team in some capacity. Been listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, bringing you the program Let's Talk. We love you out there. We want to say Happy New Year to all our fans, friends, and family in Liberia, Africa, and the world. We appreciate all your support, and we look forward to bringing you more programmings this new year. And we want to thank you for listening to all our listeners out there. And we love you, and we wish you all the best. And this Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's about time to get out of here. And we want to say love, peace, and happiness, and equal justice for all out there. And most of all, remember Jesus loves you. Hey, this Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Peace.
don't forget to go out there and share the love of God with someone else, you know. As Jesus loves you, make sure you share that love with your fellow man. Hey, big ups to all the Liberian recording artists in Liberia, Africa, and the world, and big ups to all forms of arts from Liberia, Africa, and the world. Big ups to the African independent recording artists and actors. Once again, big ups to all our fans out there. We love you and we do appreciate you, and we want to wish you a happy new year, and we look forward to bringing you more programming this year. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We also want to say big ups to all our sister stations out there, Morning Radio 231, Radio International, and Christian Talk Radio 303.3. Hey, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Saturday afternoon in the ATL, and don't forget the LEA, Library Entertainment Award, is going on in Atlanta, Georgia. Make sure you go out there. It's happening at 6 o'clock, so check it out. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Family around the world who are having a birthday today, we want to say happy birthday, have a blessed birthday, and this is Bismarck wishing you all the best from Radio Talk 101.3. Shout out to all the Blog Talk Radio hosts out there doing their thing. Hey, we wish you all the best and we want to say Happy New Year. And this is Bismarck with Radio Talk 101.3. DJ and the All in One production with the artist Mars Street. Hey, big ups, guys. Much love and appreciation from Radio Talk 101.3 to you guys. Hey, they're doing that thing, they're doing some big things. And also, big ups to the LSV, Librarian Starview, for promoting Librarian
Arts and Culture, promoting all Liberian artists in Liberia, Africa, and the world. Big ups, LSV. Hey, this is Bruce Mark right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's time to get out of here. We love you. Love, peace, and happiness. Have a blessed day. Peace.